pray for us. Ask God to direct our hearts, our thoughts, and our mind to Him. And I ask you that are here in the audience that you would just allow God to speak to you and through you today. Because God can speak to you and change your whole outlook for the future. God can speak to you and help you, as we've heard these testimonies this morning, with everything you're going through. I have found over the years, when you can feel the Lord speak to your heart, it lightens your load and gives you a different perspective of what you're going through today. So the book of Deuteronomy, go with me to the 6th chapter, starting at verse 4. And he says here in his word, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in the house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou rise up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on the gates." And stop reading there in verse 9 this morning, and I'd like to preach to you a message that God has laid on my heart about loving God. Loving God. Sometimes I feel that we have forgotten how much God has done for us. And when we forget how much God has done for us, our love does not continue to grow like it should. I loved him back in 1972, but I love him more today when I look at all that he has done through these years. And I sometimes have to question, God, why have you been so good to us? Yes, we've all had our share of bad times. We've all gone through valleys. But there's been times that God has allowed us to be on the mountaintop as well. He has blessed us with everything that we have needed along this journey. And God was telling the children of Israel that you need to love me with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. In the book of Matthew, in the 22nd chapter, he says, "With all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind." So we find that there are three within us that needs to love the Lord with all that we have. I like to take the soul first, if I may. Because you see, when God saved us, he saved our soul. And he sealed it to where the devil cannot get in and take away that good part that the Lord has done in our soul. The soul loveth God. And when we get saved, there he puts a love down in there like no other love that we've ever known. Because the scripture says that, how do you know that you pass from death unto life? By loving the brother. We love one another, not because of our love, but because of the love that God put deep down in our heart and soul. That love is there, and it continues to grow. I say, everybody we've ever loved along life's journey, we love them more today than we did yesterday. I've got some precious friends with us this morning, and family. And I want Sister Vi to know that, you know, she and I, our love has been for many, many years. And I will never forget the times that we've had along this journey. Kim and Tammy as well, and Chelsea as well. I don't want to leave her out. Nor do I want to leave any of you out today. We've walked through some dark valleys. We've climbed some high mountaintops. But God's love has always been evident in our lives. We may not see each other all the time, but that love is still there. Amen. We need to love God with all of our soul. Everything that is within our fabric needs to love God. There is nothing in this world that we ought to love more than God. I'll preach to him this morning. Nothing in this world ought to catch our eye and be the apple of our eye like the love that we have for God. More than love for our spouse, more than love for our children or our grandchildren, it ought to be the love for God himself, for all that he has done for you and I. He also says that we ought to not just love him with all of our soul, but with all of our heart. The heart and the soul are two different things. The heart is the very fabric of you being who you are. It's why you talk the way you talk. It's why you act the way you act. It's your complete makeup that you have within you that leads your life. And he says that not just with your soul, because the soul is sealed up. It's got the love of God in there. But we ought to love God just because we love God. Anybody know what I'm saying? We ought to love him with all that we have within us. That there ought to not be a day that we don't look up and say, I love you, Lord. I appreciate you, Lord. I thank you, God. And he says that we ought to love him with all of our might or all of our mind. You see, it's easy when you think that your soul is sealed up and your heart is there, that it within. I know people that are lost that love God. I know people that are saved, but they're not in the right condition with God, but still they love God. But you see, the mind is something that we have to control, because we can have no other gods before us. God won't accept us if we're not faithful to him. And you say, but I'm faithful to God. Where is your love? Is your love after the things of this world? Is it after the things that, you know, people say, well, I have to work and make a living. And God knows we all have to do that. But has that money become bigger than God? Because he says the love of money is the root of all evil. The whole message is centered around the fact that we ought to love God more than anything else in this world. There is nothing that I love more than my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, all that they have today. You say, why do you love the Holy Ghost? Because you can't separate the one from the other. In fact, God laid this upon my heart, and I'll share it with you. It was the Holy Ghost that gave me the introduction. Oh. The Holy Ghost brought the introduction. And God sent the call and introduced me to the Son. And the Son went to the Father and got the forgiveness that I needed in my heart and my soul. You say, that sounds complicated. It was so easy. How many of you remember when you cried that prayer of asking for forgiveness? God came in your life and made your life anew. And you felt like you loved like you had never felt love before. Because you see, God loves you more than mom and dad. God loves you more
than your spouse and your children, and he loves you more than the whole church. I thank God we've got a church of love here. Amen. But you know why we have so much love? Because we have God's love inside of us, and we don't allow, nor do we esteem one higher than the other. We're all equal in the eyes of God. And God loves you as much as he loves me. And praise the Lord, he loves me as much as he loves you. He is not a respecter of persons. I love God more than I'm able to tell you. With all, and I said the mind there because, you know, he said as we look at the commandments that he's given us, that we should have no other gods before him. None of us would put up with a cheating spouse. I said none of us would put up with a cheating spouse. And God will not be a love that we have for him, and yet we try to hold on to somebody or something else. He wants all of us, all of our being. How many of you wake up thanking God for the love you feel in your heart? You know, we take it for granted. We think that everybody has this kind of love, but everybody don't. We've got a love like none other because God put it in our hearts and our soul and our mind. You see, today, I love him as he tells us here that we ought to love him. In fact, it was a commandment that it ought to be in our heart. And not just in our heart, but we ought to teach it to our children. And another verse in the scripture says, unto our children and our children's children. Mom and Dad, we have a responsibility to teach our kids about God and his love. And all, you see, the world, and I got to preach this morning, the world has painted God as a God of hatred. God doesn't hate you. God loves you. And his love, and I'm not going to go with this morning unless God directs me. His love comes with restrictions. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. He said, if you love me, you'll stay away from sin. And you'll walk toward the light. He said, if you love me, you'll treat one another the way you're supposed to. And we need to follow God's rules. And some might say, well, they're too hard to follow. Not when you love him. Not when you love him. It's not hard to follow what God sets forth. It's easy. You know, and I'll put this in, I'll move on. I don't know of anything, hardly, that because of my love for Becky and the kids, I don't know of anything that they would ask me to do that I would not try my best to do it for them, Brother Ron. I don't know of anything that this church, because of my love for this church, that the church would ask me to do that as long as it lines up with God's word, I would not try to do. See, love puts some constraints around you, but yet love sets you free. Amen. I love him because he first loved me on a hill called Calvary. Hallelujah. Jesus showed the world how much he loved me. You say, you think he only died for you? I believe he would have died if I was the only one to ever receive him. But I'm not. He showed the world how much he loved you and he loves me. Some have said through the years in preaching, I've heard preachers say, you ask God Jesus how much he loves you, and he said, this much. You know, God gave me this thought a couple weeks ago, and I want to share it with you. When you ask God, how much does Jesus love me? He'll tell you, as far as heaven is from hell. He loves you that much. Because he reached way down into hell. And he pulled us out and saved our soul. Set us up on a solid foundation. And gave us love like we never knew before. That's how much God loves you. I love him because he saved me from a devil's hell. Somebody ought to be almost on shouting ground. He saved me from a devil's hell. Do you realize today that if it had not been for God's love toward us, we'd all be in that awful place of destruction, to be damned to eternal fire, where we'll die and die, but never die. I don't know about you, but in my soul, in my heart, and in my mind, and with all that I have within me, I want to say, Lord, I love you today that you saved my dying soul. And I love him because he has never failed me. Oh, it goes right with the songs this morning, don't it? He has never failed me. There's been times I felt like I was walking all by myself. But then I'd feel a gentle tug. Oh, I got to pause for a minute. I feel a gentle tug upon my heart, letting me know that I have somebody with me who loves me, who cares for me, and remind me, I've never let you down, son. Can anybody else say, that's my God today? He has never failed me. I've walked through some hard times, but he's always been there. At times when mom and dad and the spouse and the kids couldn't be there, the church couldn't be there. How many of you ever laid upon your bed at night and wondered how it was all going to work out because it was so deep and so far? But then you felt the hand of God come down and let you know you may have to take some steps by yourself, but I'll never fail you. I'll be there with you. And I love him because he said he would always walk with me. I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. I love him because he's consistent. There's never been a time that God has ever left me. There's been times, Brother Eli, we've left him. But never a time that God has ever left us. And I love him because of that. You see, Becky will tell you, I don't like change. If we move in the house and the walls are white, when I die or we leave that house, the walls could still be white and I'd love it just as much. I don't like change. I'm just that way. So when he says, I'll never leave you, but I'll be with you always, I say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll always be with me. And I love him because he's kept me all these years. Sister Dottie was telling me this morning that, you know, it's one thing after another. One procedure after another. But Sister Dottie, I think that this will go for all of us. Yes, we've had to go through some things, but he has kept us all of these years. Not just our physical part, but our spiritual part. In fact, Jesus said, I've lost none save the son of perdition that the scriptures might be fulfilled. He's lost none. So if you're saved today, you are secure in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. And I love him because he promised me, when Becky and the kids in this church has traveled your last mile with me on this side of the river, God has promised me that when I draw my last breath, He'll be there to take hold of my hand and guide me safely to a land that's better than the one flowing with milk and honey, to a land where the sun is sitting high on a throne in the midst of the city with His Father next to Him and the Holy Ghost. You see, I preached this many years ago, and some of you may have fought with it, but let me just preach the way God gave me. I believe there's three seats in heaven. One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost. And when we get there, I'm going to praise all three of them. In fact, some of you might think I've lost my mind. When you get there, I shared this before, and let me just preach a few minutes more. When you get there and you hear some guy running around screaming and praising God to the top of his lungs, it just might be me, because I've got so much to thank Him for. I've got so much to praise Him for. He loved me today, and I love Him from the depths of my soul, from the depth of my heart, and from the depth of my mind, or all that I have. I love the Lord. And I want the world to know I love my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I love Him because everything He's done for me, He'll do for you. Today you've got someone there in the pew next to you, or in front of you, or behind you, that wants you to share the love that God has for you. You see, God will not force His love upon you. You have to accept God's love. Get us a song, Sharon. You have to be willing to allow God to love you. You know, one of the most, and I'm trying to find my right word here this morning, but one of the greatest examples of love, let me use that, and don't take this the wrong way, that you can see is when a man and woman stand before the church and take the vows of marriage. What a picture of love that is, that they have one for another. Well, God has so much love for you and I that He sent His Son to make a way for you to have life and have it abundantly. And while His Son was here, there was a bridesmaid, or a bride adorned for His precious Son. And we are part of that marriage. I am a child of God. And people say, I thought the marriage was going to take place when we all get to heaven. Folks, the marriage has already taken place. Otherwise, we would be children born out of wedlock. I've got a father and I've got a mother. And they both love me in spite of my failures and my faults. And they love you today. But you have to allow God. You know, when you step out and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, what you're doing is saying, Lord, I want Your love in my heart. And in return, I will give my love back to You. Amen. None of you will stay with somebody that doesn't love you. In fact, people that don't love you, you tend to shy away from them. Right? But when people show you love, it's like, oh my goodness, they actually like me. In spite of my issues, right? And while some of you are laughing,
We all have issues. We're all a little quirky. Sometimes it takes somebody who really, really loves you to put up with you. Amen? And I'm just being open this morning. But you see, as much as those that say they love you knows about you, he knows even more. And you know what he says, Jim? He says, I know you're something special, but I love you anyway. And I'll take you as my child and make you anew. I wonder today why we stand and sing a verse of a song. Do you love the Lord with all that you have? With all your heart, your mind, your soul? Do you really love him? Or is this a one-way love affair where he loves you, but you just don't show the love back? And I believe there's a lot of so-called Christians that live that way. God shows them love every day. Who woke you up this morning? It was God. Who blessed you today to not be mentioned in a prayer request? It was God. And who, even when your name was called out in the prayer request, who already knows tomorrow? And you know what he says? You know, when I was growing up, sometimes mom and dad showed us examples of love I didn't think was very good. Yeah. I grew up in a time when you didn't act right, love caused them to take a switch or a belt to your behind. I never was beaten, but sometimes I felt like I was about to die. There's been times God has had to show me love like that. You can't just love me and I love you and you act the way you act. There's a price to be paid. Can I say this as we close? Today, that price is too high. If you've truly been saved, you need to get the love back toward God and live and walk in his love while they sing. You know God loves you. But have you ever shown God love back to the degree that he shows it toward you? Or are you just in a one-sided love affair with God? God loves you this morning. Do you love him back? There's a true test that comes. You see, and I say this as I close. I say this from the depths of my heart. I sometimes feel like the church loves me more than I love the church because of the love you show to me. And COVID has really changed the way that we show love. Amen. There's times that I feel like Becky loves me more than I love her. But there's times I feel like I love her more than she loves me. But there's never been a time that I felt like I loved God more than God loved me. I cannot repay him for all that he has done. I just can't do it. But I want to close this morning by telling all of you, I love you from the depths of my heart. I love each and every one of you. And you say, I've never experienced somebody saying that. You know, to some of you, I might be a total stranger. You say, how can you say that you love me? Because God loves you. Yeah, you might be away from God, but God still loves you. He doesn't love what you're doing. But he still loves you. And he wants to show you even greater love. Can I get a witness as I close? I have never been able to understand the magnitude of God's love. It's bigger than I can explain it. It's bigger than I can explain it. But I know this. Jesus loves me. This I know. Not just because the Bible tells me so, but because I feel his love in my heart. God bless you. Have you enjoyed being in the house of the Lord on this Sunday morning? Sister Dottie, happy birthday, belated. And Brother Eli, happy birthday, 87 years old. And your family that's here this morning with you, showing their love towards you. I believe as a Christian, there's nothing greater that we would want for our birthdays or special events than to see our children in the house of God with us. Amen? Our loved ones in the house of God with us. And I want the family to know we love Brother Eli. You know, even when he says, you know, at times he's a contrary individual. Amen? Or a peculiar individual. You know what I say? Don't change. I love you just like you are, brother. And for him and me both, we're too far down the road to change now. Amen? We are what we are. And God loves us today. God bless you. Have a great day, a great week. And tell somebody you love them before you leave this morning, just so they know that there is somebody that loves them with all their heart.